Crystal Palace up next for the Reds. It is the pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, James Sutton, Mike Kearney and Josh Williams as well. We will have a caller a little bit later on in the show, but James will have to deal with Atalanta first before we get stuck into Palace. The manager was absolutely clear. It was nowhere near good enough last night.
Yeah, it was a complete disaster, to be honest. It was a car crash from start to finish. I was just saying before, even the atmosphere pre-match was weird. It was damp and it was miserable, and everyone was sort of shuffling around, and you get into the ground, and I know there's been conversations about the lack of flags, but at the end of the day, flags can't, they don't sing. Do you know what I mean? The atmosphere in there was flat as a pancake. There was no, and I think that fed through to the players to a degree. I think there's question marks over some of the selections given the amount of football that everybody's played, and then you bring in someone like Kostas Tsimikas, who, you know, has barely kicked a football all season. He doesn't come up, cover himself in glory. The substitutions don't make a huge amount of difference, and the whole thing was just really, really frustrating. I think we were outplayed for parts of the game as well. You know, we didn't do the basics right, and that was the most infuriating thing for me, was that the little passages of play that we were so reliant on, even from a mentality point of view, just to say, right, we got this, it's fine, we know we can string four or five passes together. Last night it just didn't look like it was going to happen, and passing around the back with no urgency whatsoever, and you're going, lads, this is a European game. I know it doesn't feel like it, but this is an important fixture. They're all important fixtures. And I echo everything the manager said. It was completely unacceptable, but we have to learn from it, and we have to leave it in the past, because we've got another massive game coming up at the weekend. So there's no room for us to dissect it and pick it apart and point fingers. We've got to get our fittest team available, because some of those players as well look absolutely knackered. Joe Gomez, I thought last night, looked tired for the whole game, to be honest, and the lack of width, I thought was really apparent, and the lack of is it dynamism, whatever that word is, there was none of that. It was crap, it was shite, and I'm as disappointed as everybody else.
Josh, I'm happy to give the opposition some credit, because I think they do a little bit of a number on us, and they're doing some funky bits without the ball that I think caused us a little bit of a problem. But they are a team that have lost 10 games in the league this season. They were coming into last night's fixture on the back of two defeats, so I don't think they're anything to write home about in terms of what they've been like over the course of a season. I think maybe they peak in performance last night, but they only have, I think it's less than 30% possession